Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts, Mr. Ralph Sutton and Mr. Big J. Okerson?
Oh, holy J.
J is the Holy Spirit.
And Ralph is here as running. Well. He's getting in shape at
he's
an
trying.
Age where it makes no
difference.
Sense.
He's going to die soon anyway.
Why get in shape when you go to bed at 7?
That's why.
You have the schedule of an 81-year-old widow.
You sad piece of shit.
You sad fuck. You're not worthy of love.
Amen. I have Chris from Brooklyn is here. Lydia Vengeance and Vanka come back in. It's a birthday Christmas extravaganza of nonsense.
I'll tell you, these girls throughout most of the show, not vibing with me.
No, nope.
I think at the very end they came around.
I'd say.
Would you say at the end they came around?
They warmed up a little bit.
It went from cold water to slightly tempered water.
They gave a lot of this is why we're gay.
Yeah. gave a lot of no dick energy, please. Here it is right now, the birthday extravaganza. By the way, we are doing a 30-day free trial. Use the code SDR30. You get a 30-day free trial all throughout December. Sign up for 2 years of the Christmas special.
Extravaganza.
It is like 30% off for 2 years, only happening during December.
For a Black Friday sale, if you kill your neighbor, we'll give you a year for free.
Yes, and just you got to send us video proof. But here it is right now on the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show.
I don't hear any of you. I have the headphones on like a responsible adult.
Oh, okay.
We are live.
It's why my hair is lush. Go, Ralph.
Oh, you can wear them like this side, this style, so that could happen.
But everybody
you're missing. We were talking about the washing our hair.
Yeah, so I didn't hear any of that. Because like a true host of a show, I have my headphones on.
I'm no true host.
This is very true. This is the SDR show. I am Ralph Sutton. Next to me, not next to me, directly across from me, Mr. Big J. Okerson. How are you, sir?
Hey.
That was a very unenthusiastic hey.
Hey.
I don't like it.
I thought it was sassy.
I don't know.
Hey. Oh, hey.
Maybe. To my right, Chris Vega is here. Thank you so much, sir.
What's going on?
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise,
old
surprise.
Butthole day.
We hear the girls are coming.
I did not know that there was a butthole day.
Come on.
This is what happens when I have to be in the Lower East Side on a Wednesday. I text Ralph and I go, if there's something weird going on, I'm glad to come in. And he usually goes, come in.
I mean,
because we're friends, and also it's his birthday too.
We're doing a mid-month birthday special for Big J and I. Jay's is the 7th.
Yeah,
mine is New Year's Eve.
Yes,
so we're kind of smack in the middle. We brought back two lovely ladies from the what did we call it again? I Spy Brown Eye episode, right?
Yeah, if you ladies remember,
nailed it. Nailed it. I did no better than chance.
No,
I did 50-50.
Yeah, no, I did.
You did quite well, but
ran the table.
He also cheated a little bit.
Can I tell you something? Show their buttholes again. I'll tell you which one's which again.
But
like on the show, the picture.
I mean, you think she has those handy?
I mean, we do on our phones.
Yeah,
but it's not gonna.
Also,
well, then I'll know.
I can get a picture of my butthole in like about 3 seconds.
Mm, but you did watch. You did watch a little bit to get familiar. I still don't think I would recognize.
Shannon should probably just bank up butthole.
There's only one butthole that I've seen before at all, but that was here also.
Right. You're Jen just Jules. More of a butthole whisperer than I am.
I feel like you should all show your buttholes.
But we snuck in one of the employees, blind Mike, right?
Gay Blind Mike.
So his was there, but his was very obviously a dude's.
Very hairy, but when your name's Gay Blind Mike, you probably don't shave your asshole.
Yeah.
He needed to shave well.
If we had more time, we should have had them like airbrush out the hair and then maybe we could have been fooled.
I feel like you could still see the skin tugging from just pulling the balls out of the way.
Yeah, I just whatever. It was a good idea, but I think it fell flat because it was very obviously a dude. We need to find some. Like, I bet you Justin Silver waxes his asshole, and then that would have been a better one.
He doesn't wax his asshole.
I would feel like he does.
No,
I feel like he uses like nose hair trimmer though, exclusively on his asshole.
He probably gets in his asshole with something, but I don't think it's
a wax.
I don't think it's a wax. No,
maybe a trim of some sort, but something that would look better than what we saw. Mm-hmm. So, but whatever. Anyway. We're calling this episode...
Ask Justin to see his butthole, I'm sure. Sure.
Yeah. I don't want to... I'm sure he has it on his phone, too, just like the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
I have his dick on my phone.
I know you do. It's a good one.
It's a good pick.
Yeah, it's a
really
pick.
Good pick.
I remember you showed Shannon it unsolicited. It was one of the first times Shannon was on the show.
And even she had to admit...
Pretty good
dick. She's not... Like, her and Justin are not a thing, but for sure it's a
nice good
pick.
One. Yeah, it's definitely good a good hog. And he's also in good shape in that picture. It's all the things you want to be, except also you can't tell he's 5'3 in the picture, which is also helped.
Well, you're taking a shot at him. He's not even here.
So that
I just said he's in good shape, but it's a great dick.
What an insecure son of a bitch.
If you can't tell, he's just like 5'6". If you can't tell his height in the picture,
I said
outside, you dress like a black female teenage track star now.
I'm so comfortable.
You have those high ass pants.
Yeah, they're just comfortable. I just want to be comfortable.
I love how confident you all are in your sexuality. It's great.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying this like non-toxic like bromance happening, you know, in support of each other's dicks. Like, yeah, bro, your dick is real nice. I'm proud of you. Like, we do that all the time.
You have it, Shannon? Do you have it handy?
No, deleted them, but Lydia, if you could get up on your mic when you talk,
I swear to God, she goes, but if you can get up there and just show them the asshole, gonna be good.
Justin's gonna come over, you can get up on that dick, that would be wonderful.
All right, we're good.
No, Lydia knows how to get up on that dick,
yeah. I guess.
Meanwhile, we didn't say this.
I was going in gentle, I didn't want to just jump right into it, but here we are. Let's go
from the I Spy Brown Eye episode. It's Vanka and Lydia Vengeance, right? Back once again. So, thank you very much, ladies, for being on the show. We're gonna do a bevy of little mini things throughout the night, part of our birthday Christmas episode.
Extravaganza.
The extravaganza, so to speak. Last year, we brought in like surprise guests and stuff, but I don't think that's happening this year.
Christine's parking cars. Christine's here.
Christine's here. For the extravaganza. Surprise.
My super bisexual girlfriend.
At the top of the show, by the way,
no one
cares. I'm waiting.
I should have said this. Is Bobby. Bobby dropped the camera one.
I'll point her. Thank you, Bobby. I'll point her out when she walks in.
Please do point her out.
Now I made it. I think it's too hot, Bobby. I zigged when I should have zagged. Drop it 2 points, please.
Christine. Much like Chris comes in when there's going to be hot chicks under the off chance that maybe.
We gay.
She's a good girl.
Yeah, we're hella gay.
Okay.
Nice.
Like, I wish I was gayer, but unfortunately I like dick. So, I mean,
know. You're
here
pretty,
we are.
You're
Ralph, could this be the first
you've
time?
Yeah, you've had your fist like mostly still the
first time.
Me, so.
I did. Yeah.
By the way,
at
your birthday episode on Legion, they told me to, because it kind of got weird because they didn't realize they weren't calling me up, but they were calling the cake up and I went up early. But they told me to bring a story about Jay that kind of shits on him a little bit. And my story was going to be, you were hand-delivered a half a dozen threesomes on SDR show and fucked all of them up.
Every one of them.
So that was going to be my shit on you thing. But it just didn't happen.
It was because I'm an insecurity it. So I would be like, oh, like they definitely, like they do want to hook up with me and Christine, but I should take them to the comedy club first and like, show my did I do my thing?
A girl once said, like, "No, I want to go. Let's just go home." It's like, nah.
Yeah, you're just being funny on the air for an hour.
I had to go do it in front of an audience, and then what would happen is inevitably at the comedy club, it's fast and loose. Everyone's drinking, and also
Jay, you didn't go on immediately. You don't walk in and go on.
No,
you have to wait a little bit.
But so we'd hang out and stuff, and then when I'd get off stage, they'd be like, that was great. Back to your play. You're like, oh, God.
I teach a group sex class, so if you could use some tips, like, feel free to approach me after the show.
For tips?
I teach a group sex class.
Could you watch us and just see what's going on?
I mean, if you pay me enough, I'll just come along and check it out, and I'll just give you tips as you go.
Please don't tell my girlfriend that we have to pay for you to watch.
I can be the person behind the microphone whispering in your ear telling you what to do.
Oh, my God. If we can make that an episode of this show.
Listen, if you want it done right, you got to pay a professional sometimes.
So really quickly, by the way, give us a 5-star review on iTunes. We don't read them anymore just because it got a little hacky, but we should give away random T-shirts every now and then to listeners. I don't know how we'll do it, but we should do it at some point.
Our hearts.
We got a couple of quick things at the top of the show. One, a fan, mainly of yours, but a fan of the show, sent that they got the SDR old school tattoo with the... hand signals that we used to have, and asked if we mentioned this dude because he's a big fan of yours. Do you have that handy, Shanoons? Shouldn't pull that
I
up.
Get beer also.
Yeah, I think we have some in the fridge, right?
Oh, nice.
There we go. There's the SDR, and then I sent you the name of the guy. It would make his world if you just say his name. I don't even know what his name is, but Shannon has it. He's been obviously listening well enough that she got the SDR tattoo.
He's bigger goals in life.
Well,
just say his name.
Just say his name. I don't know. I don't fucking.
If he saw me in person, he'd probably hang with me for an hour.
Yeah, but that's probably what
very approachable.
It's Ronaldo Mercado.
Oh, Ronaldo Mercado. Thank you so much. And what a cool fucking tattoo.
Yeah. I think it's a girl that has the tattoo, but he's the fan.
People make me think I shouldn't. After the holiday show for Bonfire was last night, the Village Underground, and was over, and people were they're like, dude, it's so cool you come out and hang out. I go, this is where you have to smoke. Like, I don't know. What else are we going to do? Hide inside from everybody?
In the screenshot of his Facebook page, it says he's in a relationship with Megan Phelps. So maybe,
it's Megan Phelps. I don't know the name.
Oh, Megan Phelps.
Good old Megan Phelps?
Yeah.
And then, by the way, two things on me that I think you'll find funny, and then we'll get started on the three things
we're
doing.
Pants and your shirt.
What'd you say?
You said two things on me you think are funny.
Oh, okay. I missed it. Anyway.
This is why I got to bring him to the comedy club afterwards. Girls, there's no show tonight, though, so we'd have to go straight to fuck.
Number one, Jay, I swear
it's okay.
I
me and Lydia will just go.
No comedy club.
We'll fuck on our own.
Yeah, as long as you're paying up, apparently. Someone sent me this. I didn't know there's such a thing as this, but apparently it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Wiki Feet page for me.
For you.
Someone made one for me, and it says there's a picture of me getting a pedicure, and it says my other where I broke my toe, and it has my shoe size and my birthday.
So there's gay dudes jacking
it. Gay dudes jacking it to my feet.
Mm-hmm. That's hilarious. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm on there too.
I didn't realize there's that many pictures of my feet there.
People love feet.
They love them feet.
There's
no pictures of my feet in existence, I don't think.
Those are all pictures I put on social media at some point.
I take off my socks moments before I get in the shower, and it's the first thing I put on after the show.
That might be more seductive to them. You like the mystery feet. They're like, ooh, I just really want to see his feet. And like,
it's really what you don't see.
Dirty socks and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I take my sock off. They go, that's Scar. You're the person who killed my mother.
What size shoe are you, by the way?
14.
Oh, that's pretty.
Oh, so you just gave that to the internet. Now you're definitely going to be on WikiFeet.
Someone created one on Jay.
There it is.
Oh, go check away.
Don't commit a crime. They're going to track
and then,
your
Jay, I know you're going to shit on this one, but Shannon, show the picture of. There we go. I know you.
I know it. I saw this picture.
Yeah, this was wild. It scared the shit out of me.
You don't look scared.
Well,
it looks like he's bracing off of a giant cock.
Yeah.
Were your legs shaking?
No. I actually did pretty well.
My legs would be shaking. That would, again, it's not the heights. Like, I could do that. I'd be nervous at first, but I could eventually do that on even a thick glass thing and laying over like that, trusting the structure. But that, I would be.
And also,
my legs would be I'd be in pain.
Yeah,
my legs would be
shaky, right?
The same way I feel when I watch guys do the Russian guys do the fucking crane shit. They walk out on the cranes, and I'm it makes my legs start to quiver.
That was the part that was a little harder. Was you climb about three flights up with no side, you're climbing. That part was scarier. I feel. Because that you're the hook
stairs.
Above you. The stairs were fucking a little more scary.
So what do you do? You just take that picture.
The whole thing's about 2 hours.
Okay.
An hour of all prep work and the harnesses, and they triple check everything. Then you get tethered to the building.
Mm-hmm.
You walk around. You walk up three flights of stairs, and then they one at a time have you lean over back, take a picture. And the one that's much fucking scary, but they don't take a picture because no one would see your face. You go out forward. That was fucking scary.
That's
you're looking
awesome.
Straight down. That was fucking scary as shit.
That's amazing. Damn, I would love to do that.
And what's the worst that could happen?
I mean, they say... I guess
forget obviously falling. I'm saying, what's the worst? What's their fail-safe in their mind if you just lose your footing?
It wouldn't matter. You'd hang from the thing.
But I'm saying you'd be hanging suspended.
No, but the way it's set up, the tether is behind you.
Uh-huh.
So if you lost your feet, you would just swing into the building. You'd swing into the safe area.
Oh, okay.
You can't hit you won't hit the building.
Probably
you know,
the worst thing
enough.
For them is if you somehow your shoe dropped off.
Well, that's what they you're not allowed to wear anything no earrings, no jewelry of any kind.
Oh, fuck that.
You know, all that has to come out.
I need my bling.
And then they
I skipped an MRI because they were going to make me take my earrings.
Oh, really? Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, I know. I felt I just had a I told you that I had to get an MRI and they made fun of me because I had to go to the big machine. And I said, were you scared of the little machine? Such fucking idiots. So anyway, it was great. I'm glad I did it. I would never do it again, but it was fun. So that was it was crazy, though.
You would never do it again?
Never do
Who'd
it
you
again.
Who'd you do it with?
Some girl I know. I book these things all the time. You know, there's fun, stupid things to do, to try. Uh-huh. I don't even have anyone to go with it. I can't put up my phone. I'm like, oh, shit, it's in 2 days. And it's called the girl that I'm friends with. Let's go do something crazy.
And she loved it, too?
She loved it. Yeah, she loved it more than me. She was
less scared.
She was probably a little less scared.
Damn.
Yeah.
I
damn.
Mean, she was the kind of person who just accepted your offer with 2 days' notice. Yeah, exactly. So I guess she was like down for risk.
But there, I asked them how often.
Like, hey, you want a base jump off of? Yes.
I asked how often do people bail once they're out there? You know, like do they either A. They said pretty often.
Probably 10-15%.
Yeah, pretty often. They said that leaving rarely, but they don't do the ending where you hang off the building. They just say, no, I'm not going to do that.
Damn.
It was crazy.
How long are you outside?
It was freezing. The whole thing outside is about 40 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's fucking freezing out there because it was really cold.
And you got to wear that whole crazy suit.
And you got to wear the crazy suit. Yeah, it was nuts. But and also, not only do they harness
you. But your shoes could come off, right?
Yeah, I realized that my too late. My Adidas were too loose. Like, I should have tightened them.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone else had, they didn't make a size 15 thing for the shoes. So everyone else had, like, shoes that they could put on. I wasn't able to do that.
With like some kind of grip on them or something?
Yeah, I just couldn't do it because no one ever has my. So I can't go ice skating at this fucking, like, if I want to go ice skating, no one ever carries a size 15. No bowling shoes are ever 15s. You just can't do it.
No, they have to.
Not, I mean, maybe now, but I'd say most of my life, it's always.
How many people wear a 15?
Very, less than 1% of the world.
Yeah.
The entire NBA at least, if not more.
Yeah, but, it's just,
but how often are they bowling?
Huh?
How often do the NBA, guys in the NBA bowling? They got their own shoes. They got the money.
Do you think that's why black people don't bowl that much? They don't have shoes. They don't have shoes to fit their big dick feet.
They want to keep them out of the lanes. That's how they do it.
Their dicks and feet are too big to bowl. Damn, that makes sense.
All right, so we're going to play three games today.
Okay.
All right. The first one is a drinking game that Shannon's going to explain.
Okay.
The second one we're calling a modernized version of the COVID test.
Mm-hmm.
And then third, the ladies are going to do a performance. Okay. So, Shannon, I think we need alcohol. Bobby, could you grab some sort of alcohol?
I'll have another beer.
And so, Shannon, I'm going to try and explain this. If I fuck up, by all means, correct me. We all have written down three statements that may, it's sort of like two truths and a lie, sort of. But your statements may be all true, may be all lies. We don't know, and we have to judge. And if you're right, you don't drink. If you're wrong, you drink. Simple enough?
Okay.
Did Jay give you his?
No.
No. So perfect. He'll just say
you can just
his.
Do it on the fly.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure you can figure that out.
I have everybody else's, though.
You have I don't remember mine. So you're going to tell them?
Yeah. So who do you want to start with?
Why don't we start to my right with Mr. Faga, but let's wait till we get the drinks in here.
Okay.
I did them themed for the show.
Yeah, so that, he did it right. Next time we got to all do a theme for the show.
Well, Shannon had that great idea earlier to theme them, sexuality and rock and roll, and I was like, okay, I'll think about that all
I time. Had already submitted mine, and we went through all the procedures of the submission forms, or else I would have redone it.
Mine's are pretty...
Mine is trying to figure out things that you don't know. Okay. It's hard.
Okay.
You know, I want to make sure, you know, a lot of these things are... thank you, Bobby.
I love this bottle service.
Wait, isn't that your jam?
It's like, here's the entire bottle of tequila on the table. Good luck, you guys.
Oh, we're all in the drink.
Is this diet?
I mean, mine's already full of tequila, so I can just use the same cup and just...
I'm well stocked right here.
When I saw the Snapples in there, I assumed they were yours.
Oh. Give me that.
I had the worst slide in the world. If you saw it, it went like 3 inches.
Okay, I got it.
Did you get a discount on that fucking rappel thing because it's winter?
No, they also said that sunset is the most popular time. They go up 10 times a day with 8 people. Mm-hmm. And here, I don't want to pass this around. Here you go, buddy.
You just slide it.
Well, you got to do it first there.
I'm going to get another beer. But
10 times a day with 8 people, and it sells out every fucking day. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever do it?
Maybe. I don't know if my body would... I would
agree with you.
I'm telling you, if it makes sense, if I had enough time.
Worse, by the way, when you're sitting and waiting and you're doing all this, and then also that first time...
No, I get used to it more as well. I said the only thing I can liken it to is on Oddball Tour and I think Mayhem Fest, when you do Austin, Texas, it's their amphitheater is like a roadway also, like a Formula One track. So backstage they have an overlook, and it's way up in the air, and it's just an elevator that goes to one platform, and half that platform is concrete, and half of it is like glass that I can only guess is this thick, but it's see-through. And when I first went up there, I went up there with Jeff Ross, and I remember I was walking, and I was like, oh, wow, you can see right through that part over there. And I walked regular speed to the edge. In my mind, I was like, I'm going to walk on this thing. My legs just stopped.
Oh, really?
It's like my body went against itself, and I almost like fell forward, and I was like, whoa. By the end of the night, we were like laying on it and like looking down. Yeah. But it's like that first thing I did have to actually get over, like, this is okay, right? Like, it looks pretty scary.
Dude, when I went
I would be out there like, it's not that I wouldn't do it eventually. I have to watch so many people do it first and be like, all right, okay.
Dude, when I went skydiving, they rocked me back and forth. Like, you know, the guy's on your back and he goes, one, two, and then I just saw the ground and my hand just reached out and grabbed the side of the flag.
Oh my God.
Hey, yeah.
And he just went, let go or we'll die. And I was like, okay.
When I went to potentially go skydiving once when I was in my like 30s, they said to me at the time, I think it's different now, but the weight limit was something like 350 or 360 for the tandem jump. Mm-hmm. And at the time I was 260. So I'd have to find like a 100-pound tandem person would be like a child.
I had to do something like that. I had a tiny South American man.
Yeah. So I just didn't want to, I didn't feel comfortable doing that. So right. I gave up on that. But anyway. All right. So we're going to start this Shanoons, right? We'll start with Fagas, and I have my shot in front of me. And we're calling this the Truth and or Lies drinking game.
Truths and Lies.
Okay.
Is it? So he just says so we each go around one at a time.
And we guess, right? Is that what we're doing? Yeah. One, bang it out, right?
Yes.
All right. So you want to read them or they're going to read them?
I can read them.
All right. So you're starting with Faga.
Yep. Okay. First one, we'll start with rock and roll themed because he did do this.
All right. Thank you, Faga.
Saw Tybo Negative's last show at L'Amour's in Brooklyn.
Am I guessing first?
I'll go.
Go ahead.
I think that's true.
Okay. I don't think that's true. Actually, you know what? I'm changing it. I think it's true.
Are we close? We're guessing?
Yes, too? Get close to the mic, though.
True.
And Lydia?
She just stole your soul, dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna hope it's true because it's so oddly specific and I want to just
suck
the information
fake
out of your brain. So I'm just going to hope it's true.
And okay, so everyone said true except Ralph?
No, I switched it
back to
true.
Everyone said true. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Chris.
That is true.
All right, good.
I actually thought that being that specific would throw off Ralph.
Yeah. Does he do all three and then we go around? Maybe that's more fun.
We can do that.
Let's do that. Next one.
Okay, we'll do sex next. Believes fisting is more about trust than elasticity.
More about trust than elasticity.
The relevance of this one.
I teach a fisting class. I teach an advanced fisting class as well. So
but also, like, after the last show, though, the relevance of the...
I will say...
You do honors fisting? You teach honors fisting?
I do believe
he's AP.
Fisting 101 and fisting 401, fisting for the reckless. Thank you.
I think he believes that.
The Reckless Fisters. I love that band. I don't know. I made it up.
I think he means it.
I think he means it.
Yeah, I think he means it. True.
Again, it's specific. Your thoughts?
I have my own thoughts, but I'm trying to predict his thoughts.
Well, it's not facts. It's his thoughts,
his
right?
Thoughts.
It's
his thoughts of truth. You're thinking for him, not what you think.
I think it's about both, about trust and elasticity. You can trust someone, but if you're, you don't spread that wide.
I'm going to be a renegade and say false. So everyone else said true, and I'm just going to be like that.
Also true. And I only say that because of my fat, stupid Italian hands.
Oh, I are going to say the fat, stupid Italian girlfriend. That's funnier than his hands. Okay,
I mean, there was a couple. There's been a couple of those.
What is bigger fisted hands?
Okay, so Vanka has to drink.
But I already did, but I'll drink again.
I was going to just drink anyway, but I mean.
Okay, and Chris's last one is, this is the drugs one. I smoked crack cocaine exactly one time.
I'm going to say false. I think he's done it twice.
That's what I was thinking, too. I think it might be false because he's tried it more than once.
Yeah.
False.
I'm going to say false because who calls it crack cocaine? Like, who does that?
I mean,
white people.
The specificity, I feel like, feels different.
So, wait, do you think, Lydia, that it means no times?
I mean, I think other drugs, but, like, maybe not that one.
So
at least not intentionally.
To me, the wording of exactly once.
But again, maybe he's trying to throw you off with the specificity of
it. It's just like the phrasing of crack cocaine specifically.
But I'm with you that I don't think it's never.
I think it's more than once.
I'm just going to go by false in general.
I agree with you. I think it's twice.
Go for a hard false.
Exactly one time.
Oh,
all true. Wow. Exactly one time.
All Everybody true. Drinks. All drinks. True. Damn. Everyone drinks.
That is not good tequila.
Sorry. I just feel like that's the one we always get. I'll get a better one next time.
Was it awesome?
I thought about it for like 8 months, and I was like, I'm not doing that.
Jay was trying to get me to do it on the show.
I shouldn't say that. I've heard nothing but great things about the feeling of it that first time.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
But it is like
mostly
a weird thing.
What you hear is horrific stories.
I talked to a buddy who got like clean off like coke and was just like, I never think about, like, he was like a bad cokehead. He's like, I never think about cocaine. He's like, I smoke crack 3 times in 10 years. I think about it.
Wow.
Yeah, Christine's done crack before. She said when she was young.
It took like
California.
A year before
she said
I
it was
down.
Like
I'd rather think about my orgasms. I'm just gonna not do crack cocaine now.
Yeah,
that
right.
That.
Like damn.
I was considering it, but thank you. I will now not do crack.
It's gonna be a boring life storybook.
Do you still?
Oh no, it's definitely
no,
not.
No,
my orgasms.
No, you
are
have so many. We have so many stories.
But okay, I heard the exhale is just an insane. I couldn't try crack.
It reminds me of, I forget who it was now that wants to do. We remember we were trying to figure out what the next drug on the show is, and he came up with a great idea. Was it TJ?
Yeah, Whippets.
Whippets. I've never done Whippets.
I have a box of Whippets at my house.
Rules.
I'll bring a box of Whippets in.
Okay. I think that's funny.
I have a box at my house.
All right, we'll do
and
that.
I got a good
then
crack
our next drug show, because I've never done them in my life.
You
we'll
do, should do
dude, it's
dabs.
So
if you do
stupid.
Dabs that Lewis keeps
that'll
doing.
That'll be very entertaining.
Yeah, but dabs last forever, right?
No, dabs don't last forever.
Dabs last for like an hour or whatever.
I don't know. But I think some Whippets are like
he
20 seconds,
weed.
Right?
Ralph,
it's a minute.
You have to stop banging your cup
Sorry.
On the table. You're making everybody crazy.
No, we're doing an episode of Stomp.
I hear the best thing to do on Whippets is make out.
For that
Hard
minute?
Agree, can yeah. confirm.
Well, I guess which can girls confirm. Are coming back for the Whippet show? You know, anyway, let's. So
we're
that's going
to be making out with each other.
He got
like,
two.
Probably is cool to make out because it's a light hit. Yeah, it's got to be pretty neat.
So he got 1 point technically, right?
I was doing it the other way around, where everybody else, the ones
okay,
they
I got you. Right. You're probably right. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, guys, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the SDR show, and that, of course, is Blue Chew. Buddy, chomped down on a Blue Chew last night.
Last night? Did you get for this, getting ready for this episode, or just in general?
No, just in general. It was a
Blue Chew chewable.
Yes, Blue Chew chewable. We had a longtime lover come over. Mm-hmm. Last night, and I wanted to make sure I perform. I worry now in my age that if I'm going to be able to perform, so I'm going to like. It's a real.
It's a little confidence.
It's a good fail-safe.
It's a great confidence.
Like, I won't have any issue.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah. For sure.
For sure. It's an online service. It delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but it's in chewable form, a fraction of the cost, and it comes right to your door. No doctors, no pharmacy visits, no feeling weird, no swallowing pills. They have the same active ingredients as the big dogs, and they're made here in the USA, and they just give you that boost, that extra
boost.
It's
also, by the way, it's a really good thing you didn't take any tonight, because you definitely are not going to need it with these ladies. They are not interested.
These ladies here, I look to my left and my right. Hey, dimwits, are we going to fuck? Am I going to put my dicks in your cunts?
I'm guessing a hard no.
What? They're both shaking their head no. But I'm forcibly nodding their heads yes. You mean yes, ladies?
Go to BlueChew.com, use the code SDR. You're going to get your first month free. Just pay the $5 shipping.
Yes.
And they are sponsoring this podcast, so help us when they do that.
You see this picture, Ivanka? This is a picture of your mother I have tied up.
Yeah.
And that guy there is waiting on my signal to
if
put a bullet
in
her
head. I don't
call
him every 30 minutes. Yeah. All right, let's get back into it. So now we'll move on to me.
Yes. Okay, first one is, I can speak basic Spanish. Define basic Spanish.
Yeah. Can you order food?
A white
food?
Man's true. Definition true. Of basic Spanish.
Is it Duolingo
when he's
level
like, bonjour, 2? Like, yeah. You know.
True, I say true.
Bonjour is French.
not knowing you at all, I would See? Say the only way that's a lie is if you speak fluent Spanish.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say Ralph said it's true, but he does not actually speak
anymore. Yeah, he's
any
like, yo, soy Ralph.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this? Oh, you got to catch Pero the
es... Guys, this is my bisexual girlfriend. Christine, they want to be paid the fuck. Never mind.
I mean, not.
Well, oh, shit. Christine came
I
in
mean,
with her
you,
hair
I mean,
down
you
for
be
this.
Paid, you yeah. need to be paid for you to come along.
Good.
You coming along shit. Is the part that you need
fuck.
To pay for.
Oh, we live
yeah,
together.
Christine can stay.
Yeah, Christine can fuck.
No, we live together.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
But
I like
just,
your hair.
But Christine,
really
just so we're clear, she said that you'd have to pay for her to watch you two have sex. That
yeah,
is what she said.
For his attendance.
Christine, they're not
that's
into the
his,
foursome.
Getting the that's his, the condensed like,
that's
dude
his
version of what we
Christine,
said.
I'm getting a not into a foursome vibe.
Yeah, well, not into a foursome that involves him vibe.
Oh, yeah, somebody else.
I maybe some, Shannon and
I could
Christine.
I could do some light housework in the living room.
We are very good at eating pussy.
Do you
like, dare
do,
I say we are experts.
I teach a class on that as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Question. I can tell you something. Christine, as not had a lot of girls that she's felt has eaten her pussy well.
Question, is it off the table with no financial compensation where he just sits in the corner and watches and does nothing?
That's normally how it goes anyway.
I'll do housework. Like, I'll get some stuff done.
Even though we're women and we're gay, we have big dick energy.
How about this? So, like, how about this?
I just got a PlayStation 5.
He's cleaning the house. In the corner, just like, I'm going to let you guys.
He's cleaning the house.
I'm probably going to watch Sixers
game. Not in the same room at all, but every once in a while he just pokes his head and goes, you guys good?
Yeah.
Anybody
need
Snapple?
Some snacks, maybe? Like, the orgies, it's very important that someone brings
snacks. We have Trader Joe's peanut butter pretzels.
I feel like you need bananas, potassium, right?
Yeah. You guys need to fuel up a little bit?
Tequila, some Gatorade.
I say 2.5% chance these girls come home tonight with us.
I think you're highballing it. All right, so we'll get...
One and a half?
Lock in your votes.
1%.
Lock in your votes.
I said true.
True for me?
True.
True?
I'm going to say true.
I said true.
It is not true. I know like 6 words of Spanish.
It's like me. I'm like, bonjour.
No, it's not basic Spanish.
Jay, can I say this? In what world do you think Ralph wouldn't pretend he knew Spanish?
Yeah.
No, Russian, I would pretend to know.
I literally just assume, like, white guy, like, you can order, like, you go to the Mexican restaurant and you order something, you're like, ha ha.
No, I don't. Maybe 6 or 8 words.
Like the cringe level. Yeah, but some guys will be like, yeah, I know basic Spanish, and that's.
I would not say that. I don't. All right, there we go. So next.
Did everybody drink?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Next one is. I had great windmills as a break dancer.
Windmill? I know he was a glide wizard.
We might be too young for this.
I mean, no, we do windmills and burlesque.
Well,
it's
no,
just
ladies,
like,
you'd understand he was the glide wizard. Like, he did the glide.
Yeah, he did the glide.
He was good at gliding. So
like when we do it,
and windmill wizard would sound.
Well, you girls aren't turned on by this great conversation about Ralph's breakdancing days.
Windmill wizard.
Well, when we do windmills,
when I wrote that one, this one, I knew you would love it so much. That's why it's in there.
So word it again for me, Shannon.
I had great windmills as a breakdancer.
I'm just going to say false. I
think
I don't want to picture it.
Ralph's going to say yes, it was true.
I think you're very tall. That's the thing when you're on your back and your legs spin around.
Oh, you do it like this move with your legs.
Okay. Yeah. I think
it was one of the basic moves.
I think you're tall enough. Yeah, I can kind of fake it when I was a younger man.
Me too.
I'm going to say yes.
True. I'm going to say yes. True.
Yeah. Are we all locked in?
Yeah, I'm still locked in. Am I false?
Everybody's false?
You're saying false?
Yeah.
One false and all truths.
I just don't want to picture it.
One false and all truths.
Oh, okay. One false, all truths. Okay, go ahead, Ralph.
It is completely false. I could not do that. It's a very basic move. It's the one move I could not fucking do.
So what is a glide?
Glides is hand spins, and I could do floats, and I could do a lot of other moves, but the windmills
I'm drinking
I just
anyway,
couldn't
just
do
for
right.
Victory.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, it's the one move I couldn't fucking do.
Lydia, you are now winning.
You're winning, Lydia.
I knew you'd love that one.
I put that in.
I got a little titty shake.
Thank you.
I'm going to adjust the cleavage for that one.
I don't remember my third one, by the way.
Okay. The third one is. Okay. By the way, Lydia's in the lead.
Congratulations, Lydia.
Right now. Okay. So next one is, I helped my mom meet her idol, Johnny Mathis.
I'm going to say true.
True.
You look like you take care of your mama.
And you could get people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say true.
Say it again, Shannon.
I helped my mom meet her idol, Johnny Mathis.
Is that not her idol?
I feel like your mom.
You know Johnny Mathis is?
I feel like your mom would have been able to meet Johnny Mathis without your help.
All right, never mind. I'm changing my answer.
What's a Johnny Mathis?
Play a Johnny Mathis. Maria's a big one.
I don't care if I lose. I just want Lydia to win. Would have been able to meet Johnny Mathis without you.
Oh, yes.
I just want Lydia to win, so I don't care if I lose. I'm going to say false.
Pretending
false?
That I'm doing well.
I'll say false, too.
Such good old-timey music.
Chances are...
Wait, how old... Can I ask a question? Like, how old is this person?
My mom is 75. He's probably 80.
I'm going to stick with my true.
I'm sticking with my false.
All right, lock in your answers.
False.
I say true.
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 I'm sticking with false. I'm going to stay false.
It is 100% true. Damn. It was for my mom's 65th birthday. I had to make about 100 phone calls to find someone that knew Johnny Mathis, and she got to meet him at her 65th birthday.
Okay, I'm sorry. Who got that one right?
Me. Lydia and
Jay. Everybody
except
Lydia
and Jay. Which is the only thing I care about.
Okay. Aw, love you too, Ivanka.
I feel like you did pretty well.
I just clocked on, I would do the same for my mom. Like, I've gone above and beyond to get my mom, like, ridiculously expensive concert tickets for shows she wants to see that Hoobastank? I don't even...
Huh? You want to see Hoobastank?
No, I got my mom front row seats to the Rolling Stones so that Mick Jagger could sweat on her.
That's a good... I got Christine and my mom tickets to see Cher. That was pretty neat.
The most recent one was I took her to see the band America that I didn't know was a thing because I'm a fetus.
Sister Golden,
you know?
Hair.
And what was the other big one? They're two
no,
big
so they were actually really Horse fucking great. And my mom, little as she is, it was her birthday at the end of the show. She's just screaming, give me a pic! It's my birthday! Like, they can hear her. She doesn't need to scream. Well, you know, they can hear her. But she's just screaming at the man, and he literally comes down to give her a pic. And it was the cutest fucking thing. She's like, everyone's sitting down, little old people. My mom's standing up, clapping, being adorable, trying to like, yeah, get up and dance, rock and roll.
Was it sold out?
Actually, almost, yes. It was a beautiful theater in Beverly called The Cabot. Gorgeous show, honestly. Like, I haven't been to a lot of live
shows. Who sounded better, the singer or Jay's rendition?
I gotta say, okay, they had like five harmonies going on. Like, there's five of us, and we're not really
recording.
Go, yeah, just do it.
All right, we gotta move on.
Oh, I was vibing.
Oh, we're on my
Vanka, we're on now. Vanka. Is Shannon gonna read them? Do you have them?
Yes, I have them.
Okay.
Okay. Vanka's first one. I spent almost $10,000 on two exotic cats.
Wow. So specific. I think it's true.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Are they big cats?
You're not allowed to look at me for answers, but I'm not giving you anything.
Did you go to Joe Exotic, you piece of shit? That guy's
did you watch any, the new season? I didn't watch any of it.
They called me Tiger Queen.
I didn't watch new Dexter yet. I didn't watch...
Great.
Okay, I didn't watch new Tiger King, and then this...
Oh, hate Yellow Jackets.
I like Yellow Jackets. I just don't like the fucking too. Supernatural angle.
That's coming in big now, too.
Yeah. I liked it until that happened. I lost
it. So it was, say it again. What was the thing?
I spent $10,000 on two exotic cats. I'm saying yes because it's way too specific.
It's also because you would look really cool with two exotic cats flanking you. That's like why I'm just hoping it's true. Like if you had like
a puma,
a lynx, and an ocelot, and they were friends, that'd be fucking dope.
What state do you live in? Do you live in New York City?
I live in New Jersey.
In New Jersey. I think New Jersey has very lax laws for
panthers?
Exotic animals.
Oh, cool.
More lax than New York.
Yeah, more lax than New York for exotic animals.
Two panthers. Sounds right to me. $10,000, I say true.
Okay.
So I'm definitely saying true.
She probably knows anyway. So the answer is?
So everyone said true, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, she just said I met them. I think we know the answer.
It's true.
All right.
Yeah.
I did not phrase this as, I believe
can I ask, what kind
of
cats are they?
They're Savannah cats, so they're part African serval.
Are they huge?
They're pretty big. They're pretty big for cats. They're
lanky.
Their proportions are different. So they've got like, they're not
Do they have like
crazy
the
huge.
They're like long boys.
They have really big ears with little tufts, and they've got like long necks and long legs.
But if you die at home, they're going to eat you.
And they should.
Oh, totally.
If I just die, I don't want my babies to starve. Ooh.
Are they noticeably bigger than a normal house cat?
They're noticeably different looking than a normal house cat, and a little bigger than average, yes.
Okay, so your next one?
Oh, sorry, I was trying to find a picture of a serval. Hold on, I'll show you.
Savannah cat.
Oh, it's not a serval.
Serval's like what's like it's extended
I mean,
from,
I wish I would have sent you a picture of my children. Their names are Khaleesi and Tyrion.
Just plug your Instagram. You have like an Instagram for your cats.
Yeah, I do have an Instagram. It's called Von Cats. So you can Vonka, and they're Von Cats.
I'll bring that up at the end.
Oh, wow, they are big.
Here's one for now.
That's a serval. So that's an African serval. Oh, that is a wild cat.
It's like half that, half cat.
Yeah, you can't have that.
They are... bred from that down to domestic.
Oh, man, the kittens are fucking adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are all listed as Savannah.
You got so angry.
Oh,
What about the top left? That looks small.
Look up Silver Savannah, too. That's one of my babies is Silver. She's $4,500 solo.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, they're cute.
She's expansive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they look like they're different shaped.
I mean, just regular fucking alley cats are such assholes. I can't imagine that
they're a little prissy. They're a little like dogs. They play fetch. Really? Tyrion is a year older than Khaleesi, and he knows how to shake hands and high five.
Let me just say, I've never seen Shannon look at someone with such disgust. When Chris said, alley cats are bastards.
I love cats.
You don't have to
alley cats are amazing.
I mean,
I love cats. They're just assholes.
Right, move on to the next question. The next potential truth or lie.
Okay. Next one is, I have an EpiPen for a semen allergy.
There's no way that's true.
False.
I mean, that'd turn you gay. She just said she was super, super gay. If your throat closed
that's
up and you almost
works.
Died.
No, he's saying if like cum, though.
If cum killed you and you were a girl, if pussy juice killed me, I'd probably fuck
you. That is the one case I feel like where gay would work, where you're like, well, I'm gay now, where you decide you're gay because you have no other fucking choice.
I like his
lie.
You said it, Lydia. Gay is a choice. I'm with you.
Isolate that and save it for the highlights.
I'll never have a job, but
you said it here first, Lydia. Gay is a choice.
Gay is a choice.
You're so progressive, Lydia. All right, so the answer is?
I'm going to say
true.
It's true.
So I've done research online, and no one else is as allergic to semen as I am.
Is it all semen?
I think, I don't know, I avoid dick pretty strongly. I think it's sort of related, like, I don't know
if I... I'm going to chime in, and I'm going to, like, say that's probably, I'm hoping that it's only because you haven't been exposed to enough semen to know if it's specific.
They should have given you semen when you were a baby, like when they give peanut butter noodles to them.
That's what it is. You know what, me, Ralph, and you got it. Me, Ralph, and Chris should come on your back like an allergy test and we'll see if it flares up.
The last monogamous boyfriend I ever had, I remember thinking, oh yeah, semen burns and it's very uncomfortable for the rest of the day if you get semen in your mouth. And other people would tell me, no, that's not normal. No,
maybe you're just a demon and semen is holy.
And literal semen demon.
And so then after that partner, I was like, I'm going to avoid dick for like 6 years minimum.
See?
I don't want it. And it's like,
I'm a psychologist.
There's more.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I think it's a little column A, a little column B in terms of like men suck, but also
have you batted around the idea that
animals avoid poisonous berries?
You are a demon.
Animals avoid poisonous berries.
Balls are literal poisonous berries.
So recently, I have a partner.
The more I think about the theory.
I have a partner who produces semen for the first time in a long time. Why else would you have two wildcats? I have a partner who produces semen for the first time in a long time, and I tried some. And immediately, I was like, oh, yeah, that's that burning sensation I vaguely remember from all that time ago.
Sorry.
And
wait, my throat second. Started I closing. I have a partner that has produced semen for the first time in a long time.
Oh, I haven't had a partner who produces semen in a very long time.
Okay, that's
they have produced semen very consistently.
I got so confused. I thought she was allowing her partner
flesh
to ejaculate.
No. They've produced semen their whole life. I just haven't received it in a very long time. But I received this amount of semen to my mouth, and my throat started closing. Oh, my tongue went numb. I talked to my doctor. My doctor.
Stats on this?
Semen allergies?
No, my doctor was like, that's a new one. You have stumped me. I don't know how we would test you for that.
I do know exactly how.
But like that sounds like a pretty.
That's why you can't go to lady doctors.
That's a pretty serious anaphylactic reaction. So like, if you should not suck dick again without an EpiPen.
Oh, get that doctor away from anyone I know. Okay,
you should have an EpiPen butt plug.
Your last one.
Really quickly, a survey of 1,073 symptomatic women in the United States suggested a probable prevalence of around 8%. Semen contact allergy is exclusively seen in women, and over 40% of affected women present with symptoms after their first sexual intercourse.
Wow.
That's usually that allergy. I researched that too. It's usually a reaction to semen inside them, and it's usually more of like a skin rash.
I'd like to see Darwin try to explain this.
Like some men don't get the allergy. Sense. Like, all right, boys, get out there and suck some dick. It's easy.
It's usually,
I love pussy. I'm happy to
bitches.
Just dive in there.
All right, okay, last one.
Hold on. Did everybody get that one wrong?
I got it right.
I knew that.
They shouldn't be playing with each other, but they will be later.
Okay,
hello. Last one.
Everybody.
I got it right.
I drank already.
Did you?
I drank for fun, but I got it right.
Yeah, that's right. He did. I drank anyway. All right, last one.
I just was trying not to giggle because I knew my reaction would give it away the minute you said it, so I was just like, poke a face.
I know the answer. I still drank.
Okay, next one is, I once seriously considered becoming a nun.
That's a good one. Maybe when she got the semen allergy the first time.
Because the demon thing.
The demon thing.
I say true.
Semen demon.
Yeah, I'm going to say true too. Cats, semen allergy, that means none.
The reason why I'm only inclined to
Shannon?
Go to no.
Yeah, that's me.
is because the first two were true. It'd be weird if all three were true.
Chris did.
I did all three true.
I'm going no. I'm going it's not true.
I mean, I know the answer, but.
True. I'm saying it's
Are we locked in?
So everyone's saying true?
I'm not.
Oh, no, I'm false.
Two truths, a false, and someone who knows the answer already.
Well,
it's false.
So I was wrong.
I was homeschooled and raised on Bible stories. I was a choir girl and all that. I went to all-girl Catholic school. They say that all the girls are sluts or lesbians, and I'm both. and so that very well could have been true, but it's not. I never considered being a nun. I always thought I would be a stripper.
Homeschool tip, we had Felicia Day on last week, you and I and Shannon, and boy did that episode get picked up everywhere. Like it's
really?
It was on E! Online, it was on TV Insider, it was on like six different websites this week because of her supernatural spoiler that the ending was supposed to be different.
Yeah
so that was pretty wild.
Gasp.
So it's pretty wild. Okay, so now we're on to Jay.
Oh, my three things.
Your three. You're going to have to make them up on the spot. You have to think about it. We'll skip to the girl.
I know all three. I have three. I just didn't know who I was giving. I thought we were writing them down here or something.
Yeah, fair enough.
I sometimes...
I already feel like it's a lie.
Continue. Put a thumb up my butt when I masturbate.
A thumb?
A.
Which one?
Meaning your own personal thumb, or it could be a thumb.
You can't ask questions.
That's just an odd word.
I'll word it right. I sometimes put my thumb up my butt while masturbating.
I feel like that's harder to reach than a pointer finger.
Yeah, I was gonna say the thumb the is like a weird wire.
I just feel like then it's not really exclusively masturbating.
You're gonna sit on your thumb like a.
I'm saying it's false. Yeah.
I guess if you go from the.
But also, by the way, Jay openly talked about how he really cleans his asshole pretty regularly, deep. And maybe that somehow he started realizing.
And you said, if you go from the back.
Well, that's the case. Then you maybe skip the thumb, go right to the.
I'm still going to say false, not a thumb.
Sorry, Shannon.
I also say false.
False, not a thumb.
False.
I feel like I know you. I know you're enough of a germaphobe where you wouldn't do that not in the shower. And I know you jerk off while you shit before you shower.
Well, not while he shits, but in that on the toilet.
In that one sesh before you shower.
While?
Yeah, not while.
While are men.
While would be cool, but no.
This is why I'm gay.
So I'm going to also say false, but based on those.
So where do the girls come? Girls are yes
Everyone
or no?
False.
Oh, I said false.
False?
False.
All is false. You know, I should have made Shannon play, but she knew the answers. Not against
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, yeah.
False,
I don't
not
know
a thumb.
Answers. Jay?
It's false.
Okay.
Is that everybody?
Everyone was right.
Yeah, we're right. Not a thumb.
Not a thumb.
Do I have to drink now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I drink anyway. I just like
drinking. I try to sway the jury by talking about how you do like to clean your asshole.
I do clean my asshole good.
I believe that you take things in your ass, but not a thumb.
Yeah, there's plenty of other better things.
No.
Man's got
a
bidet or something.
I had a thing on stage to talk about. I put a pencil up my butt when I was young, but I never did it again.
No, you don't. I don't think you personally put things up your butt, but you'd have girls do things to you up your
fingers.
Butt.
Yeah, I've had girls' fingers in my butt. Yeah, for sure. But no, I don't finger my own butt at all. So unless you consider cleaning my butt last time.
There's a you guys that have a G count. Spot up there. I wish I did, but y'all got one. You gotta like hit mine through a wall. You just have one there.
No homo, God said as he put the male G spot right up his asshole.
We told you that last time. So I was hoping maybe the past month you all went home and just fucking fisted your own assholes in our honor.
How easy I could turn around and put my.
Be
hard.
Fabulous.
All right, next one, Jay.
Next one. On the way here tonight, I sang along with the radio and knew from memory all the words of Next Time I Fall in Love by Peter Cetera and Amy Grant.
True. I mean, for me, this is 1,000% true.
True.
Yeah, I'd say that's true.
True.
I'm going to go with true.
Big true.
It's true.
You got to drink.
You got to drink again.
You should have come up with these in advance. Mm. Telling us yourself gives you away.
I did have them in advance. No one took them from me.
I'm sorry. That's Shannon's fault, 100%.
Just throw Shannon under the bus.
Third, there's currently, as we speak, a 10-inch black silicone dildo drying on my kitchen counter.
I'm going to go with yes, true.
True.
Yeah, true.
True.
False.
But is it 10-inch? That was so specific.
Oh, that's right. It could be larger or smaller. Right. That's a good thought.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm sticking with it. I'm sticking with my instincts.
What's everybody say?
I say true.
I'm gonna say
true.
False.
I'm gonna go.
I don't false. Care. I don't care if I win. Only if Lydia wins.
Well, now so I'm on the thing because, like, you said the 10 inches thing, and I was like, oh, I could definitely see that you guys probably have some dildos at home, and you clean your dildos because, as you said, germaphobe. So the cleaning thing makes sense. I'm just wondering if the 10 inches is the throw off, like you said.
I'm gonna say.
I do not doubt there's a clean dildo. I'm just questioning the size of said clean dildo at your home. Right
I will
now.
Tell you this. I've never even thought about lying on something like that. Like, oh, it's actually
11 inches.
Yeah, it's not right, red. It's green.
Same instinct. Sticking with true instinct.
And say false.
One false, everyone else true.
I also said false.
And Shannon said false.
It's true.
All right. I nailed all three.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
I only care if
I'm
wins.
Still in the lead.
It was a prop for the Bonfire Holiday Show.
Sure, it was.
Brought it home, though. After the show, and it had a lot of dust. You know, it was like handled at the show for like a jokey prop.
Mm-hmm.
You want but a dirty dildo. You
looked it up.
Shit.
I had to clean it. I gave it a nice cleaning, and it's sitting there because I want to see if Christine can deal with this thing.
Fair enough.
I also want to see if Christine can deal with this thing.
You got to pay us.
Yeah.
That's going to cost you, Missy.
It's going to cost you, Missy. All right, we're down to the last round. Lydia.
We'll just pay each other. Yeah, yeah.
We'll just keep giving money back and forth. Christine, can you sit on that dildo again? Okay, thank you. That'll be $20, please. Hey, could you pull that dildo out of her?
20.
Okay, yeah, here's 20 back.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in the States where Delta 8 is legal. Want to get high?
Boy, do I.
You want to get really high?
It's winter in the city. Tell me a better time to get high, dude.
How about really super duper legally high?
Super duper legal, and go watch the light shows over at Bergdorf Goodman's.
Yeah, or maybe watch the brand new Sex and the City spinoff.
Perhaps. I hear Samantha is not there, which makes me a little skittish.
A sad empire? Or?
It's a little skittish. I mean, Samantha is one-fourth of the,
interesting of the fab four.
She was the second most important one. Now I have to care about the one with the short brown
hair. Well, you know a lot about it, empire.
Oh, totally. I'm a total Samantha.
Well, now's the time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8.
Oh, get nice with it, dog.
You sound so street, Empire.
Oh, yes, I've been kicking it. I'm a bit of a sneakerhead now, too.
Are you a hip-hop head as well?
I keep losing them because I turn to a bat and my shoes stay where I left them.
And you can't rely on the honor system?
I'd like to believe that bats are strong, but I'll tell you, they can't carry a pair of Kevin Durant Nikes.
If you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of the states where this is legal, go to YoDelta.com and
Why
stock
are you
up.
Saying it all fast in the crazy talk? It's going to give you diarrhea. Say it. Say it from your nutsack, son.
At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stone needs.
Mad dope. Look how I fired you up. Fantastic.
Delta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network, and use the promo code GAS and get 25% off the entire order.
Can I have some blood from your wiener?
Some blood? Yeah. Apparently, you could get sick from it, according to Vanka.
Wiener blood. No, not semen. No, that breaks me out something wacky.
Just the blood.
It's like I got poison oak on my face and chin.
I think it's just hatred is what it was. It's not actual allergy. It's just seething
hate. She seemed a little bit of like a cock hater, you know what I mean? She's all about those little fingers. And I mean, if you're putting a necklace in your pussy, you probably haven't had good dick lately.
All right, once again, YoDelta.com. Use the code GAS, get 25% off. YoDelta, home of Delta 8 that will get
Ralph,
you super duper high.
You see this amulet hanging out of my butthole? Grab it with your teeth.
Can I lick it also?
Pull. Keep pulling. There's so much in there. Yes. Yes. My Dracula amulet.
And that's half of it.
There's more. Hang on. I put a couple knots in it so I really feel coming out. Yes! Ah! 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 Yeah! Ah!
My car keys.
I am spent, dog. Thanks for the help, Ralph.
Thank you, YoDelta.
You are a real slutty friend.
Let's get back into it.
Okay.
All right, so it's Lydia's turn.
Lydia's first one. It is, I own a horse.
I own a horse.
I can't vote. I know all the answers. I can't vote.
Fucking,
she knows all the answers. She can't vote.
Owning a horse, I imagine, is fucking crazy expensive.
It depends. You might know people.
More expensive than
family.
Exotic cats,
so it
perhaps.
Could be family. If some family has a ranch, then you own a horse.
I own a horse. Not my family owns a horse.
I know, but it doesn't matter. It's their horse. Dude, my girlfriend, when I was a teenager...
Was a horse?
No, but she was a horse. She was a battle racer, so she technically, in her mind, owned like three horses. It's her family's horses, but they're her horses.
She's
I say
a
yes.
battle racer?
Barrel.
She's gotten battle people.
She did battle races.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
That's
like,
sounds
it's
great.
Like jousting in a Whatever. Track.
It just sounds awesome. Yeah. Sounds like it involves fireworks.
It's like a horse thing they do. Oh. It was for being so Philadelphia as everything was growing up, that was a weird, like, her family just lived in a dirt road on a fucking, like, double wide really? Trailer farm ramp, but they had a bunch of animals and horses.
Ready? I'm flipping the script.
I'm saying yes.
I'm going to say yes because I just feel like. True. It's oddly, weirdly specific and strange.
Ralph, you said that about, honest to God, everything you said is true.
You know what?
Say it's oddly specific. That's what things are.
It's
things
oddly
are specific.
Specific that you feel that way.
Yeah. The ones that people are going to pick to put on a sheet like this are going to be
oddly
specific.
You know what? She didn't say she owns an animal. She said a horse, which is oddly specific.
I'm going back
That's
to
also,
not
yeah.
owning because she's always wanted to own one and she doesn't. I'm going back to my doesn't own it.
Yeah. You sad bitch. You poneless bitch.
You horseless bitch.
You sad horseless bitch.
Wait, everyone locked in though. What's your? You didn't
these girls are fun.
I'm going to say true.
I'm going false.
These girls are fun. They like to giggle.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Jay, she can't answer.
I say true.
Go ahead.
It's true.
Fuck me in the face. And it's oddly specific.
She is not a sad ponyless bitch.
I'm not a sad ponyless bitch, and it's not my family's farm.
I'm the one who guessed it was true.
And I'm not rich. I grew up poor as fuck. I shoveled horse shit to earn my money. And I rescued this one-eyed horse when he was just bumbling around.
I didn't say you rode a one-eyed horse.
I'm not done. I trained the one-eyed horse to jump jumps. I did a whole circuit of shows with that horse, and he's now happily retired at a farm in New Jersey. And yes, I pay his whore rent with my whore money.
Did you get him at Marshall's?
Did you wear an eye patch?
No, but one time for
Was he in the special horse Olympics?
His name is Jack, so we made him Captain Jack Sparrow for Halloween one time. Right. We did put an eye patch on it, but yes, he's a happy little horse.
I got to drink
a happy little farm, and I do slutty work to pay his horse rent.
So, your one-eyed horse.
If she said she owned a one-eyed horse, Rahul would be like, that's too oddly specific.
That's
very specific.
It's like a little hole in his face, and like it blinks.
Does he run only in one circle because he can't see too well?
No, he has like a really good depth perception. It's like very oddly creepy.
Terrified.
Oddly creepy and oddly specific. All right, next one.
I love it.
Terrified of riding
horse. You just can't come up on him from one side.
Who got that one right?
Everyone but me, apparently.
Okay, next one is, I've never sucked a dick on camera.
I still can't answer. I know all of them. Hmm. I cannot.
True.
I'm going to go with true.
Me too. True.
Not even because it's specific.
Wait. For not counting, like, obviously a camera. That doesn't count. If you suck dick on camera, that's like a camera phone.
I haven't done a dive on Lydia's materials yet, but I'm getting a vibe. There's a lot of girl-girl stuff happening.
I just like that she said, I never sucked dick on a camera, and he said, not counting a camera.
No, like a phone.
I will say,
Kayla. Anybody could do this. She said she sucks dicks. So it's like,
well, she can't really extrapolate on it. However, like that, extrapolate. But she...
could she pontificate on it afterwards?
But I'm saying you can't... But that's right. Like, it means also not on camera, phone could be there. But I think she meant it.
Yeah, that's all
professionally. Out of the two of us... This one's far more dick inclined than I am.
Oh, I'm a huge fan of dick. I'll just put
Jay,
it out there.
Same thing.
I know. She owns a horse.
Me and Jay,
huge
same thing.
Fan.
Still.
Like, she owns a one-eyed horse. That horse's dick was so big that when he tried to suck it, it fucking put his eye out.
I have a poster of dick in my room.
Are we locked in? All truths?
Yeah. Can I have another Bud Light?
Yeah.
I say it's true.
All truths.
Yes, it's very true.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll change that.
Is Bobby here still?
As soon as Vonka gets her dick.
All right, we'll
I have bins worth of dicks, all right?
I'm the one that sucks dick more in real life, but you suck more dick on camera.
Did Bobby leave? Or is Bobby in the next
flesh
room?
Dick before,
are any of your guys' dicks drying on a kitchen counter
too,
right now?
That was also my dick.
Oh, thank you, Bobby.
Okay, my dick is your dick, and your dick is my dick.
Yeah, we're running late. We're running late, kids, so we have to
understand, ladies.
Your dick is...
Last question.
In me and Christine's minds, we did realize it would be funny if you guys came over and there was, in fact, the black dick drying on the
floor. And a one-eyed horse.
He's like, oh my God, it would be like so funny
last
if you guys
one.
Like, came over. And
last
just,
one
like...
is, I am distantly related to Lady Gaga.
Distantly related.
False.
False.
I'll say false also. She thinks we're going to look at her and go, she kind of looks like Lady Gaga.
She looks a little Jewy. But I say no.
She looks like she's royalty.
Little Jewy.
Gaga's Italian.
Little Jewy.
Jewy, huh?
Little Jewy.
Jewy.
I like to say I'm Jewish.
Yeah.
And the answer is? Jewish? I don't even know.
No, I don't know. I think
she's Italian.
Jewish.
Or she's Italian.
My Judar goes off on
what
her.
What is her name? Stephanie?
I can't remember her last name, but Stephanie something, yeah.
Okay, and the answer is?
Oh, it's false.
Okay, false.
And she's not Jewish. She's Italian. People just think, like, oh, you're another big nose blonde
That's
girl, right?
Is.
You're all
big
the same.
Big nose blonde. Jewy.
Jewy.
My mom's big nose brunette. Jewy.
Your mom's a Jew.
Yeah, which makes me Jewish.
Yeah, that's true.
Both my dad is also a Jew.
Both my parents, Jews.
Both Jews.
So I think Ralph actually won.
Of course.
Hey, Ralph, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing new sponsors over here at SDR Show. And I have been fiddling with these when I'm indoors and can't smoke. And that is Zippix. If your New Year's resolution is to kick smoking, which mine always is.
For like every year I've known
it
you.
It is. I know. I did it the once for 2 years, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Zippix is something that I really think is going to help me. It's a toothpick, basically. It's like looks like a toothpick, but it's got nicotine in it. It's got actual nicotine
like,
in it.
So like it's coated with nicotine?
Yeah, like satiates it or something. It's got 6 flavors. You could use it anywhere you're not allowed to. But you could put a toothpick in your mouth on an airplane. And it really does
while
satiate the thing. There's no smell, no smoke. You don't have to hide cigarette butts. It's less than cigarettes. Costs way less than cigarettes, actually. And if you go to ZippixToothpicks.com, you can start a healthier alternative today to smoking. I'm telling you, it's got me through so many broadcast things I've had to do for long stretches.
Where you can't smoke inside.
And my last two flights, it's been...
That's cool.
It really just like satiates it. You don't even think about it. When I get off the... I've... Historically, when I get off a plane, I run right outside, smoke, come back, and get my bag.
Maybe we should get some Zippix here in the studio. Will the show start on time?
That's... I don't like... Why would you say something like that? Fuck you, dude. Zippix, I'm taking you and leaving. I'm starting my own podcast.
All right, let's get back into it.
Okay, so...
Ralph.
Oddly specific.
Okay, Ivanka has to now excuse herself while she prepares for the final performance.
Are we doing the...
Are we skipping the test because we're running late?
We have to skip one.
Yeah, we'll skip the test because we're running late.
Okay. Wait, what? Can you explain what happened?
I'll be back.
I explain it? Because it was actually my idea.
Yes. All right.
If Jay's really pro for it, maybe we'll make it happen afterwards.
I thought it was fucking genius, honestly.
Let me tell you my idea first and how you tweaked it. My idea, Jay.
You guys pissing a cup?
For the holidays.
Usually COVID.
For the holidays.
This is wonton soup.
My thought was they would put candy canes up their crotches, and then we would taste them and see if we can guess who was who.
From taste?
From taste.
You won't.
I know. It just was a stupid idea.
So here's the thing. I'm very concerned about, like...
Peppermint in your pussy?
Yeah,
I said plastic.
It's okay to put inside of...
I meant, like, plastic around.
It still, like, got some, like, rough edges.
Yeah, but we can get plastic.
Yeah, I'd put it in your butt before I did it in your cooch.
I would put it in neither hole.
Okay, so then like their suggestion was to use Q-tips and then put the Q-tips up our noses.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was a little strange. I said
that was your idea?
That was directly my idea.
That's a great idea. That's
I was like,
cool.
I called it the forbidden COVID test. Yeah. You take the swab, we put up our cunts, you shut up your nose hole, swab
Please.
It around.
Please. This isn't Europe.
Listen, I can say it, you can't.
This isn't Europe, miss.
It is. I love my cunt.
Oh, you hate the word?
Oh.
Not the C word.
Oh, I'm sorry. I found a word they don't like. Oh, I love it. I love when men cringe. This is very satisfying.
I love that she believes this.
Don't say the N word next.
Oh, for God's sakes. We've already established.
Then followed by the C word.
We've already established that she believes that gay is a choice.
I am a white man. This entitled
She thinks gay is a choice. What's next?
Christ only knows. And I was a Jew saying that.
I have a real problem with my nostril.
From
so much cocaine, I was afraid that I could do damage to my nose.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not happening. We don't have time now. It's almost an hour already.
Yeah.
So we're going to do the performance instead.
Okay.
And then we'll wrap this bitch up.
For next time.
Do you think the Q-tip's going to take a long time? Where do you have? You have to be somewhere.
No, first of all, no. But I am taking care of two animals that need to be taken care of every 3 hours.
A one-eyed horse and a
gay black man.
Yeah, and a frog with erectile dysfunction.
No,
oddly specific.
A blind dog and a deaf dog.
Yeah, this
I'm taking care of them right now. A 16-year-old blind dog.
I saw this dead thing.
Poor thing. Look at her. She's totally
blind. Kill me.
Bad for that.
Kill me.
And then the other guy's deaf. He's deaf.
It's not too late. Aww. Get back to your family.
So why does that first dog look like the bad guy from Dark Crystal?
She's so old.
That one looks like Pascal from Pet Cemetery.
Yeah, I feel so bad for them. I just feel so bad for them. They just got dropped off my house just like a couple hours ago, and I feel bad.
Is 10 minutes of pussy sniffing
we'll
going to change your night?
I'm fine with it.
A condensed version. So like what we normally do, it's a burlesque act with like, there's like a whole thing.
What's
we're going to do the
deal?
Whole thing.
They're going to punch a Q-tip right into her fucking cunt.
We're doing like a 30-second, we're doing basically like
if it's 2 minutes, we have time for everything.
They're going to smush it around their twat, and then they're going to shove it up your fucking nostrils.
It's like we don't have time to watch the whole porno, and you scroll forward to the cum shot. We're doing that in the performance because
before that they're gonna punch a Q-tip into their fucking gashes, really get a swirl on it, and stick it in your fucking face hole
like a hammer and chisel. Did you say?
I mean, come on, don't be afraid of a COVID test.
Oh, wouldn't I find a word, Ralph?
A little cunty Q-tip.
Did the word hurt you?
Is it chisel?
I'm sorry, Snowflake. Did word make you feel uncomfortable?
This is why you guys need more expensive tequila.
Oh, it's so stupid.
It's the cheap tequila.
That's why I love Jay so much.
I love you.
You're a fucking asshole.
I love you.
Great. Yeah, damn it. Oh, shit. That really got me. You're so angry about it.
Yeah.
I loved everything about it.
Oh, I laughed. Shannon, triple anal cock in your ass. Can you handle it?
Jay, you know I hate that word.
Can you fucking handle it?
Which of those words?
Fire. Shannon, you're fired then.
The C word?
If you don't, let me tell you something. This is how male dominated this place is. If you don't like the words fucking cunt ass balls.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Shannon.
Take
I'm
your
sorry,
walking
Shannon.
Papers.
Men are talking. Oh,
my
I'm sorry.
Ears. My ears are bleeding.
Take your,
sorry, Shannon.
Then get your walking papers together. Wait, do we give her walking
get
papers?
Get your stupid cunt together, walking.
Right? Get your cunt walking.
I want to hear those lips flapping against each other as you head on down the dusty trail.
Now, Lydia, we're teasing you because you thought that the word upset
weird
us.
Weird when you guys.
No word upset
us. No words upset us. That's why we're
paying. You should watch 5 minutes of Jay's stand-up.
Well, I know. You're white man. There's no word that really like hurts you and your feelings.
What's the story with the...
Sure it does. Black people next door. I mean, she fed that one.
Yeah.
You're white man, what makes you upset?
That's what makes him come back.
That's what's the funniest thing to say.
Did I?
Oh my God, I fucking laughed so hard there. I think I feel lightheaded.
Yeah. Nothing makes white men upset. Sure it is. Hi, I'm Jamar, your neighbor.
You guys don't like my dry sarcasm, huh?
I do like it.
Oh, yeah.
I said earlier in
Jay
the show.
Jay just said 5 minutes ago, these girls are cool.
Not enough to score the four-way, huh?
Well, you guys bailed on
you
the
guys are the ones
no,
that
actually, we both left the show after this,
Christine
and we went and
pussy
go
for this.
Like fucked some other dude.
That'd be
together.
So cool right now,
great,
by the way,
so.
Jay.
So why won't you come home with Christine and me?
Maybe
because we
maybe.
Had a hot himbo waiting for us, and like
if Christine
currently
is,
now tonight.
No, that was last time. My next dick appointment's not till Friday.
Yeah, this time I mean,
Jay,
we have that dildo.
Christine
drive.
Is in
yeah,
the bathroom with Vanka right now, munching on her box.
I'm about to munch on that box and then munch on like the bento box in my fridge, and like those are my boxes for the night.
Yeah, Christine, your pussy wasn't
good. I got a bong and a bento box.
Christine,
like, I don't know.
I guess you have to go home and punch your own cunt.
I'll just like sign to Christine's DMs myself.
If she gets, hold on, if she gets one more stamp, she gets a free claim.
Like, couples aren't a package deal. Like, because you're a couple, you can't, like, unicorn hunt like that. If I like the one, not the other, I'm sorry.
Sure.
But you can't unicorn hunt alone. They fucking swarm in packs.
I don't know if Christine would fuck a chick who didn't like me.
Yeah, well.
I bet she would.
That didn't like, you mean?
Maybe.
No, I don't think so.
How hot is this chick?
I guess that would probably matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meaning that you're not even allowed to be around?
Look, I think there's a chick.
I don't give a shit. It wouldn't bother me. Yeah. If I was, I'm on the road every fucking week.
No, I think there's a chick hot enough where you'd be like, you should do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have, but she almost had a thing where it was like, it was weird without you there.
What if, like, while she's with her, she has to, the other girls just go, God, I hate fucking Jay so much. He's such a fucking asshole.
Well, you'd see my real insecurity would shine through there. I'm like, I know. I suck. I'm so stupid and fat.
There it is. The one thing that hurts your feelings.
I'm so stupid and fat.
I gotta
say, I'll turn into humor. It doesn't matter. The worst things are the best things.
I have no idea what you all have been talking about, but I just used the bathroom.
Ralph Pro
toilet,
Life.
That toilet is amazing.
Yeah, toilet's great.
Ooh, I gotta go pee in it.
It's
a heated seat. It's a high-end bidet.
It's like a Hamptons toilet.
Fancy bidet.
That Hampton's toilet.
Just like, just caressing your butt.
It's amazing how many people have commented on the toilet positively over the years.
It's fantastic.
You know what's crazy? That's like all public toilets in Japan.
How much was that
is
toilet?
It?
That toilet's a goal.
It's $200.
Can we get paid in toilet?
$200 something.
Please pay us in toilet.
I will have that toilet.
Yeah, not crazy.
I will have that.
It's not the whole toilet. It's just
the top. It's the seat.
You can buy the same company makes like a whole toilet, and those are like $3,000.
Toto's.
They should sponsor you.
Yeah. They should.
We have
it would make
we had
sense for you guys to be sponsored by a toilet.
Amigo sponsors.
Those
Amiga
are pretty
did
good
for
years, and so did my Tushy's were sponsored for years.
Yeah.
All right, so ready to do this? How are we doing this?
We can do it a couple of different ways. So we're basically just giving you like the 30-second snippet of the long act, which doesn't make sense to do right here because it's like the meat and potatoes
of it that we talked about last time.
It's
a whole elaborate burlesque act that's choreographed to music. And
which you can see it at
each other in this
well,
whole
really
way.
You can't see it at any burlesque venues right now because we can't get naked on a lot of stages. But eventually
what was
we will,
it called? Steel Cunt or Iron Cunt? What was
no, the act? The act's called Daddy.
No, the club.
What?
It was like some crazy name.
We've done it a lot
Steel
of places.
Cunt? We should open a place called the Steel Cunt, honestly. I would do that.
I would own a venue. Yeah.
Using your professional
cunt.
Thoughts for a second,
right.
Seeing the camera levels.
We are professional
go
thoughts.
Right back
that's
here.
Why I'm asking you. Where's
right
the best place
here.
To hear?
I was
going to
say,
here?
Going.
Oh,
so
behind
I
me.
Say you should like. It has to be my professional eye because I have to catch it.
Well, I don't know what they're doing.
I know where you want me to be.
Yes.
So basically, we have this burlesque act that we do live on a stage in front of. Live giant.
So Shannon,
audiences.
We should move.
And you asked us to do this thing, which we can't physically do the whole thing here, but we'll just show you the
wiser poop
little,
involved.
The little chef's kiss.
No, we're like I said, we're skipping forward to the cum shot.
Right,
it's like the porno. It's like
fair.
A 5 minute porno.
No, I appreciate that.
We're going
I'll
to the 30 second cum shot.
Oh man,
to show
I really
that
I
moment.
Only watch the talking parts and then the cum shots.
This was
porn.
The talking
I'm
part.
I'm with you. I'll tell
this
you what.
The talking part.
Vanka I saw a video of her online that I loved, of just her just peeing into a tube.
Oh man, I pee so much online.
We have a pee clip together that's so stupid. It's probably the dumbest clip we've ever filmed.
Oh, I just saw you two different ones of you peeing into a large.
I pee a lot. It's apparently
glass.
A skill I can put on my resume. Go figure.
I pee like never, except for the one time I managed to in the clip with her, and it's like so weird. I don't know how anyone can fap to it. Like I think I ruined it. But
you were a little ridiculous.
So Shannon, just to move it along, right here, ladies over here. Do they need? We don't have.
Can we throw on like some music or something?
Girls here.
I think it's better than the awkward silence.
Jay, pick music.
Let them just react.
Do we just leave our mics?
I can play music, but they're not going to be able to.
They're not going
to
hear the music.
If you take the headphones off, you won't hear the music.
Yeah, but we could put it on in here.
Should I slide over a seat?
Oh God, everything's so loud outside of here.
Ralph, I should slide over.
I think you should slide over a seat. Yeah, and I'll move this out of the way, and this out of the way, and these out of the way.
Yoink.
Bobby, you gonna suck? Is that Bobby getting ready to suck somebody off down there?
Yeah, so Bobby's here to blow you.
Bobby,
there's gonna be music. Do you have a song do you want to hear?
Oh, yeah, Bobby, yeah.
Is there a song you would like that you prefer?
We're not gonna hear it.
No, you are gonna hear it.
I'll sing. Like the desert miss the rain, and I miss you, baby.
That's pretty good.
Like the desert miss the rain. But we're never gonna survive.
Dude, Missing You by, what's her name?
We are a little crazy.
There we go, we're good.
But we're never gonna survive.
You hear it yet?
Crack it, Shannon.
It's not working? Put on the studio, whatever it's called. That's nice, Jay. Yeah.
And I miss you. Ralph, her butthole, see it before she shows it?
I feel like
small pink ring and very pale.
I feel like Paul Feig has rebooted Night at the Roxbury.
Right now, for the audio listeners, we're looking at a butt and looking at another lady.
Christine, why isn't your forehead up against the window?
Very much for the visual listeners, visual fans.
Oh yeah,
what's that promo
right now?
What's that promo put on?
She's got a turtle head of poop sticking out. This is for the audio.
Yeah, by the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, SDR30.
Dude, there's blood everywhere.
For the audio people. For the audio people, she scarred the word Ralph.
Jay, move the tequila bottle closer to you.
Guys getting married next week. Gotta do whatever.
Now they are putting things in one's mouth.
The panties are in her mouth.
Panties are in the mouth.
Are you gonna spit them into her cooch?
And now she has her leg up on the table.
Could you imagine if she was such a hard George?
That's like a superpower at that point.
And now we have something in the cooch.
Is that a noodle?
It's a noodle.
It's a Dollar Shave Club razor.
What?
Everybody Dollar Shave Club.
Yeah. It's a very nice vagina.
It's a bejeweled noodle.
Wow. Do not.
Bejeweled.
Can we have company with that to get crass?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to hold it. We could try.
Oh, no, this thing's load-bearing.
No,
good.
No. You guys are fine.
This is totally good. We had a fat girl pee on this a couple weeks ago.
That's like a mistake.
I think we did. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing now. Now they're moving.
We're improving.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, yes, and?
Your Jamaican philanthropists who are here to solve.
I can't get it on camera.
We're mad at your secretary.
You're not going to be on camera. That's the problem.
They are on camera.
Oh, there we go.
So you guys are going to get the best shot of this, more so than my face.
This is going to ruin the velvet.
Now, from the camp, for the audio listeners,
get it this way.
You might as well just go subscribe to Gas Digital because I can't even describe this anymore.
What? She's pulling beads out of her pussy with her mouth.
Yeah.
You don't know how to say that? It was a longer string than I thought.
That's a lot of fucking beads in that stream.
Holy crap.
Jesus Christ.
Did you steal that from my grandmother's jewelry box?
Wow.
Christine did come over. That's hilarious.
That was like,
yo, Christine, what's up?
That was at least a dozen beads.
A dozen.
That's way more than a dozen.
Maybe two dozen.
I'd say 20 beads, easy.
And she's licking the beads.
Christine, she's licking the beads. Now, remember you bet me $5 you wouldn't?
Everybody in the studio, let's.
Who would bet somebody $5 then?
And they just made out with each other.
Girls, please, get a room.
Yeah. Also, Jay, I really liked your improvisational dance at the end, too, as well.
And I miss you.
And now let's bring in the cake and wrap this bitch up, right? Hot. Ladies, thank you so much. Very hot and fun and very sexy hot. And all those good things.
Beautiful necklace.
Both so hot.
God damn it. I don't know whose cups are whose anymore, so I'm not even going to try and figure
Ralph,
it out.
Ralph, maybe you told me you would die if you didn't see Lydia's pussy tonight. Sorry.
Want to do plugs while they prepare?
Yeah, let's do plugs while they prepare.
All right.
So sorry. I'm already wearing my plug. Beads come out of mine.
I should have stripped naked, but I was just like really excited to just like pull out of your
true that.
Pussy.
Chris, your plugs.
If you're watching live, I'll be with Rob Bernstein at Brooklyn Comedy Club tomorrow, and then this weekend I'll be with Louis J. Gomez at the Dark Comedy Festival
in Toronto.
Yeah, that's gonna.
I
be
like
fun.
The pause he put in on the J. He really waited. Yeah.
Like to leave him in suspense. Right. And then follow me at Chris from BKOY on Twitter and Instagram. Check out both my podcasts, High Society Radio, here every Thursday at 8 on Gas Digital Network. And Notes of a Goon is my solo podcast. Check that out, too.
Okay, ladies, we'll start with you, Lydia.
You can find me on Instagram at Lydia Vengeance. If you're local in New York City, Brooklyn, you can see my show every Tuesday at Pink Metal in Bushwick. It's amazing. There's no cover.
That's the one I was thinking of.
You called it Hot Cock.
No, I called
Iron Cunt. Iron Cunt.
I called it Steel Cunt.
It's called Pink Metal.
Pink Metal is, that's fucking
yeah.
Hot.
The show is called Steel Discipline Cunt. Burlesque. I host it every Tuesday. It's wild. It starts at 9 p.m. It's got shows on stage, girls up on the bar dancing. It's like a whole experience that I've curated there. It's very fun. Oh,
Christine's near trying
suggest
to get the raw
checking
footage.
It out. Christine's definitely, like, Christine, you are certainly
she's trying
invited.
To get the masters.
She's trying to get the raw
certainly
footage.
Certainly invited.
All right,
Christine, Vanka? You're invited to Iron Cunt.
Vanka, your book.
It's called Pink Metal. I am also often there. You can find me online. Yeah, I'll be there. We'll both be hosting New Year's Eve there. You can find me online in many places as Very Vonka, Very V-O-N-K-A, and Twitter, Instagram, many vids, OnlyFans, buy my porn. Yeah.
Jay?
Fuck yeah. Christine will be with me New Year's Eve weekend in Providence, Rhode Island, because I tell her what she can do.
That's right. How many minutes a day do you give her allowance to be
24
house.
Minutes a day. No, Christine will be with me, though, at Providence at the Comedy Connection all weekend for New Year's Eve weekend, so come out and say hi. We just did the holiday show for Bonfire last night. It was fucking awesome.
That's awesome. Thanks for the invite.
Sold out the Village Underground. You weren't there? You should have known about it. A real friend would have known.
I don't follow Bonfire on Instagram.
How dare you? How dare you? It's very popular. 5 days a week. Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. Me and Dan Soder, of course. Legion of Skanks right here on the Gas Digital Network. And a crowd work album, Gas Digital, I think is happening.
I think
soon.
So.
Coming out very soon. And then my plans for a special are falling apart at the seams. So I got to figure that out, but I'm still hoping. And
dude, the album cover should be called. It should be called "Plans for a Special," and then it's you with a retarded guy tied up.
The fuck, dude! I had a guy who was going to invest, and he said, "I have all the money for you." And then he was just full of shit.
Oh, it's too bad. Shannon plugs.
That's the last thing you're letting me leave off on.
Yes.
Wow, a lot of new cities coming.
You know
up
why?
Next
look
week.
At poor Bobby standing there with a fucking lighted cake for
Milwaukee,
6 minutes.
Everybody, Milwaukee, Nashville coming
have
up.
Have some respect for Bobby.
BigJComedy.com. Fuck you, Ralph.
Shannon,
follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee692. Listen to my podcast. The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts.
All right, follow me everywhere. I am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast, The Good Sugar Podcast, all about health and wellness, with the founder of Juice Press, comes out every single Monday. And here it is. The birthday / Christmas / everything.
You're really not going to come sing happy birthday?
Oh, wow. Look at that.
That's a nice looking cake.
That is a beautiful fucking cake. Wow. Who did that? Lainey did that? Yeah. Lainey, thank you so much. And thanks for making this happen, Lainey.
Are you afraid of the girls, Christine? Come on.
Christine, don't be afraid
of
the girls.
My birthday cake.
We don't
Jay.
Fight unless you ask.
Love you. Happy birthday to
I
you,
love you,
belated.
Sure. I love you so
happy
much.
Happy birthday to me early.
Happy what a great birthday. Cake.
Thank you. It's a beautiful cake. And I'm going to forego my diet and eat some fucking cake.
Well, look at you.
You know why, Shannon? I'm going to be running in the morning. 6 miles. Hit it.
Hold on.
What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to run 6 miles at 6 a.m. Let's hear it. There it goes.
Aw. That's from a movie called Chariots of Fire.
You girls were not alive when that happens. All right, bring back the happy birthday. Can you do it?
Yeah.
All right, we don't have to sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. And that's it, Jay. Love you.
I love you, Ralphie. Happy birthday. Happy holidays, everybody.
We'll add this song to the happy
from
birthday.
From my cunt to you. Happy
birthday. Oh, to my cunt? Hey. Thank you so much.
Cunts for everybody.
Cunts
happy
all
birthday
around.
To
Jay,
you,
Jay,
cunts.
Before we go, Jay, one more like really argumentative, crass, like, yeah, you fucking, you made me laugh before. Let me hear it one more time.
What was it? It's not going
to
be the same. Right. It's going to be natural. Listen back to the show.
All right. See you next time on the STO Show.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. listening to the SDR Show.